I would just say that if you've heard something in these last couple days in an area where you've been neglecting or haven't thought about, just start to think about it. You know, whether it's a retirement thing or a tithing thing or whatever it is, a general stewardship thing, just purpose in your mind, I'm going to start thinking about that and I'm going to make a change. I'm going to write down where I think my money's going. I'm going to track it. I'm going to start to take stewardship over that area, because we all have these areas. You know, I have some areas I'm very good at. I have some I'm very neglectful of. So I think it's fruitful for us to take stock at times and just refocus to the glory of God and make a change for the benefit and then for the better, and then go look at how you're doing. And as you start to see success in these areas, it'll build confidence in you that you can do these things.
What differentiates this conference from other financial conferences you can go to? The focus is not only on what to do, but it's why to do it. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And in the midst of what you do, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart spring all the issues of life.
Just in my little bit, I would just say, start now. Start with a little bit if that's all you have. Seek to be a good steward. Seek the wisdom of these men who are in the church of your fathers, and trust the Lord in all of it.
Had a lot of men up here with a lot of experience in life, a lot of them with different experiences. A lot of them have different gifts. We all have different gifts. None of us have it all together. So seek out who you can to do these things. And in the things that I spoke of, I would say just remember that the people that are in these places doing sales, that is what they do. I can't stress that enough. They are good at what they do. Mr. Jennings mentioned credit card companies. They know what they're doing. There's a reason why they do that. When you walk into a car dealership, they know what they're doing. There's a reason they do that. So do your research prior. Be a good steward of what the Lord has given you and understand that they are professionals and they're going to sell you unless you're prepared.
I would just say I can't overstress the importance of prayer. And I think specifically, expressing to God your intentions for, the money that you're hoping to get. I remember preparing for marriage, I was praying specifically, here's reasons why I want to get married. I want to, do it for your glory. I want to raise up kids for your glory, et cetera, et cetera. And so same thing with, praying for being in a better financial situation. You can say, I want to be able to help, this brother, this family, in the church, or support this ministry or whatever. And then the other thing I would say, Mr. Davenport talked about, wishing you had started earlier on these things, and just not, underestimating what God can do, especially if you're praying for it. Think about, those different servants going and getting hired throughout the day, and then the ones that showed up last still ended up getting the same payment as the people who were there at first. I just think it's in the character of God to redeem that time, so there you have it.
I'll just share some verses from Psalm 37. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. I have been young, and now am old. I am. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Amen.
Not one of us who have presented material at this conference have handled their money perfectly. All of us have been subject to our own lusts, our own sins, our own lack of wisdom, our own laziness. And so if that's you, and it is you, then just remember that a righteous man, when he falls down, he gets up again. And that's what we ought to do. And maybe you've made a lot of mistakes. Welcome to the club. And, you know, keep moving. Keep your eye on God. Keep your eye on Jesus Christ. Cry out to God and be shrewd.